The Surpresa replay is coming up here, and it started off with Bradley Central getting on the scoreboard first. On a 14-yard pass from Copeland to Standifer, they gave them a 7-0 lead. Blackman, though, with 5:25 to go in the first, scored on this run from Master Teague.
Surpresa.
Game replay.
Teague in the backfield. Trey Knox, receiver here to the right. They give to the big guy, and 33's gone to the house. Master Teague is in there. Touchdown, Blaze. That goes 27 yards.
Nice little zone block up the middle. He just waited, saw the hole open up, and just exploded. This is only his second carry so far in this possession. But when he did carry, he carried big.
And that made it 7-7. Blackman took the lead with 2:20 to go in the first. On another run, this time again, Master Teague.
Surpresa.
Game replay.
Teague is on the right hip of Connor Mitchell. Ochoa on the left side blocking for Teague, and Teague's off to the races. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. He's in there. Touchdown, Blaze. Master Teague, second touchdown of the night. He goes 20 this time.
Well, they did the three times in a row. They had Sewell as tight end, Ochoa at the block H-back, and they both shifted to the left three times. But this time they ran there, and they opened up the hole for a touchdown for Master Teague.
And then that made it 14-7. Blackman, Bradley Central tried a field goal. That was no good. And the lead was held by Blackman, but they did get back on the scoreboard with 1:52 to go in the first half on this 10-yard run by Mullis. Never mind. We don't have that replay, do we? Blackman then came back and leading 14-13 as the extra point by Bradley Central was no good. Blackman then scored in the beginning of the second half on a 16-yard run by Master Teague.
Surpresa.
Game replay.
Teague 10. Teague at the 5. Teague breaks a tackle. He's in there. Touchdown. Blackman Blaze. The third one of the night for Master Teague, this one for 16.
The time went off left end, slid through a nice hole, and had a really break a tackle about the 5-yard line to go in for the big TD.
That made it 21-13. Blackman, things looking pretty good, 8-point lead. But that Copeland kid was just awesome. With 5:57 to go in the third, he scored to make it 21-21 as they went for two, and it was good. Blackman then got the lead back and with 3:07 to go in the third, on this nifty run by Connor Mitchell.
Surpresa.
Game replay.
Mitchell keeps. Mitchell is in there. Connor Mitchell, touchdown Blaze. He rumbles in from 5. And what a fitting way for them to score, because Connor Mitchell made all that drive happen.
On that play, Teague went rolling out right. In motion, and he just looked at him, spun around, then came right back to the left side for the hole. The run before is the best I've seen him run all year. You know, he may be really getting his confidence in his running part of the game.
And that made it 28-21 Blackman, but again, Bradley Central came back. Another run with no time remaining in the third, and it was tied 28-28 going to the fourth. With 10:01 to go in the final stanza, at this run by Teague got Blackman back on top again.
Surpresa.
Game replay.
Teague 20, 15, 10, 5. Master Teague takes it 27 yards. Touchdown, Blaze.
Had a small hole to the right. He made a cut to the left and then back right, and there was nothing there then.
35-28 Blackman, but with 2:12 to go in the game, Bradley Central again comes back on a 34-yard pass from Copeland to Tucker, and the game was tied as the extra point was good. And it looked like that Blackman, with only a couple of minutes to play, we're going to struggle. We might be going to overtime, but they did have 3 timeouts left at the time, and they used them wisely. Great coaching by David Watson tonight, and they got it all the way down to give this 31-yard field goal attempt by Thomas Perks to win the game.
Surpresa.
Game replay.
Thomas Perks to attempt a 31-yard field goal to kick the Blaze into the quarterfinals in a matchup with Maryville. The snap, the setter good, the kick away, and the kick is good!
It's good, and the Blaze are moving on to the quarters.
We've seen clutch tonight.
And that's it. Blackman wins it 38-35. They live to see another day, and they will travel to Maryville as they win it 38-35 over Bradley Central. And those are your Surpiece of Replays.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Happy birthday, Sir Pizza. That's right, Sir Pizza turns the big 5-0. 50 years of serving Rutherford County. We'd like to take this time to thank our customers for their support and sharing our passion from generation to generation. The Sir Pizza family would like to thank all of their loyal customers for 50 great years and invite you back if you haven't been in a while. Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church Street, and on Memorial.